faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman still doesn't know that on a mysterious island in the Far East, his friends Batman and Robin are helpless against an enemy which they can neither see nor hear.
Batman, I feel weak. I can't stand up.
I can't either, Robin. Great Lucifer, there's an orange circle on your forehead.
An orange circle? Hey, there's one on your forehead, too. What goes on here?
It's the diamond.
The diamond? Yeah.
The radioactive diamond. They're on this island.
Christopher, then we're done for, Batman.
Yeah, we're finished.
Gang, ever heard the famous old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Of course, that's not necessarily true, but whether it's true or not, you'll agree that there are not many things more delicious than a nice, juicy apple. Picture a cool, crisp one in your hand right now. First, you polish the outside of the palm of your hand, and then crunch. You let your teeth sink in. You taste the cool sweetness of it. Man, oh man, that sure is good. Oh, now, hold on. This is not a commercial for apples. I'm just using apples to prove a point. Like this. Did you know that there are more than 7,500 varieties of apples grown in this country? Isn't that incredible? Now, my point is, who's to say one kind of apple is better than another? Sometimes you get a hankering for a sweet, fleshy one. Sometimes you want one with a tartar taste. Sometimes you want them for applesauce or apple pie. It's all a matter of taste and occasion. Well, you know, it's pretty much the same with people. Why, I'll bet we have as many different kind of people in this country as we have apples. Different looking people, different acting people, different sounding people. And if they're all good citizens, you can't say one is better than another. Because each has its own place in the community, its own very own job to do. And actually, the variety of people is what makes and keeps this country strong and healthy. So remember, next time some joker talks about how he's better than someone else because of the way he happens to part his hair or something else just as ridiculous, remind him, he isn't the only apple in the barrel.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
Superman and his famous friends Batman and Robin have been collaborating with the police to find the source of deadly radioactive diamonds which are being smuggled into the United States and endangering the entire population. Discovering a clue which pointed to Shanghai, China, Superman took Batman and Robin there to investigate while he returned to Metropolis to search for an agent of the diamond smugglers. In Shanghai, Batman and Robin caught up with a leader of the smugglers, a man named Roger Kilfern, who, in an attempt to escape them, took off in his amphibian plane. Unaware that the dynamic duo had followed him and were clinging to the plane's pontoon. Several hours later, as dawn was breaking, the plane approached an island and went down for a landing. Batman and Robin dove into the sea and swam to shore, where they discovered several low stone houses which gave off a strange gleam. Then they saw two men approaching who were dressed in grotesque costumes, not unlike divers' suits. At that moment, the dynamic duo became oddly weak. They were unable to stand up. And on each of their foreheads appeared an orange circle. Dismayed, Batman...
I know the answer now, Robin. We're being exposed to radioactivity.
Radioactivity?
Yes. This is the island the diamonds come from. The whole place must be radioactive.
Well, what do we do, Batman?
I don't know. If we walk and get back into the sea, we'd get our strength back. But I can barely move.
I can't either. And those two guys are heading this way.
I know.
How come the radioactivity doesn't weaken them?
Oh, those baggy suits and hoods they're wearing must protect them from the rays.
Oh, boy, is this a fine kettle of fish. If the radioactivity doesn't finish us, Kilfern will.
Yeah, hey, wait. Kilfern won't recognize us in our Batman and Robin costumes.
Well, maybe not, but...
Oh, hold it, Robin. Here come those lads. Now let me do the talking.
Off your costume now, Kilfer, and the rays can't get into this house. The walls are lined with lead.
So what? You said the rays could not escape from the first batch of diamonds that I sent to Metropolis with the Count. And look what happened. Six people were near death there from radioactivity.
I know, but there was something wrong with the lead glass coating we put on the first batch. We've got it fixed up now, though, so the coating won't crack or melt for at least 6 months.
That's fine, Fox, but I'm afraid your efforts were in vain.
Why? 6 months is enough for us to unload all our diamonds. After that, who cares what happens?
Something's happened already. We've got to change our plans in a hurry.
Change our plans?
Exactly.
But why?
Because the police know we've been smuggling in the stones to the United States by way of Shanghai.
You're kidding.
Not at all. The more they know that I'm involved in the racket. That's why I flew out here today.
Holy smokes, how did they find out?
I don't know, but I had a close call in Shanghai last night with two young fellows named Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, who were working with the Metropolis Police. I just managed to get away by the skin of my teeth.
Do they know about this island?
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive that there's no way they could know.
What if the Count saw?
It's possible. I had the Count rubbed out by Limehouse as soon as the police began looking for him.
But he might have talked before he died.
Forget the Count, Fox. He knew nothing about this island.
Okay. Now, what about your gang in Shanghai?
They don't know about the island either. But I'm hot now, Fox. So we can't use Shanghai as a base anymore.
Okay, then you better stay here. We'll find somebody else to unload the diamonds for the fences.
Hey,
Foxy. What's up, Joe?
Close the door, fool!
Relax, Kilfer. What gives, Joe?
Oh, and me just found two guys on a beach here from the outside.
What?
I don't know. They said their plane crashed in the ocean about an hour ago and they swam ashore. They were wearing funny clothes, tight costumes and capes and hoods. Masks, too.
Where are they, Joe?
Right outside in the tunnel. They couldn't move on account of radioactivity got to them, but we tied them up anyway.
Bring them in here.
Okay.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
Foxy says to bring them guys in.
I don't like this, Foxy. Our island is far off all the air lanes. How can they crash here?
We'll find out about that, Joe, friend.
Hey, can't stand up, Foxy. Should we drop them right here?
Yeah, Joe. Now, let's...
Holy smokes, it's Batman and Robin.
Uh-oh. Look who's here, Robin.
Charles Fox.
You know these two, Fox.
I'll say I know them. They sent me up to the big house one time. I always said I'd get them for that. And look, they walked right into my head.
But how did they get here? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I almost forgot that. Well, how about that, Batman? You got an answer ready?
Sure. We were flying back to the States from Hong Kong. We got caught in a storm and blown off our course. Then our motors conked out and crashed into the sea. We saw this island and swam ashore.
And when we got ashore, we suddenly lost our strength. What gives on this island, Foxy?
You don't know, huh?
No, but I'm sure it's something crooked. You're mistaken.
Funny, I. Look, you know what radioactivity is, don't you, Batman?
Yes.
Well, that's what's the matter with you and Robin. You've been exposed to radioactivity.
What? Huh?
Not the real strong rays. They're over on the meteor and in the diamond war.
Meteor?
Diamond war?
Yeah. The prettiest sight you ever saw. A big concrete and lead ball full of diamonds. And all of them giving off enough radioactivity to wipe out a big city.
Sounds charming.
Yeah, should be a very interesting thing to see.
Well, you're going to see for yourself, Batman. You and Robin.
Really?
How nice.
Yeah, we're going to put you in the diamond war.
What?
Now, wait.
So take a good look quick when you get in there. On account of you won't be able to enjoy the sight. Not for long. Because the rays in there will finish you fast.
Now, Batman and Robin are condemned to death in the vault of radioactive diamonds. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the tenth climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Let's get back, gang, to the subject of apples and people. And let's see if each of us can't remember at least one time we bit into a bad apple. You know the kind I mean. One that's beautiful on the outside, but when your teeth sink into it, ugh, phooey, there's a wormhole, or maybe even a worm. Well, the only thing to do is to spit it out as politely as possible and try another. But you don't say, down with apples. Nor do you say, I'll never eat another apple as long as I live. Because you know that if you did, you'd be an awful dope. You'd be depriving yourself of something you like. Just because you happen to get one bad apple. Well, it's the same with people. Here we are, millions and millions of us, all in the same barrel, so to speak. Naturally, you're bound to find a few bad ones along with the good. But you shouldn't let the bad people spoil your liking for all people who look like him. Suppose, just for illustration, you find a freckle-faced guy you don't like. He's a bully, maybe, or he cheats when he plays games. Well, just on that account, you wouldn't think of saying, I hate all freckle-faced guys, all guys with freckles cheat, because you know that anybody who said that would be stupid. And yet there are stupid, bullish people who go around sizing up whole groups of people in terms of one guy they happen to meet. Maybe they've had an argument with a fellow whose race or religion happens to be different from their own. And right away they say, ixnay on every other guy of that same race or religion. It doesn't make sense, does it, Jen? No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense with people any more than it does with apples. Don't ever forget that.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Thousands of miles away from the island of radioactive diamond, Superman, unaware of Batman and Robin's predicament, ranged through the sky above Metropolis, searching for Roger Kilfern's agent, the red-headed Cockney. Tirelessly, for more than 24 hours, the Man of Steel has been cruising above the great city, now flashing in great arc, now poised in curious flight, his keen eyes searching the endless skyscrapers, apartment buildings, mansions, and humble bungalows below him, hunting for the man he believes holds the key to the secret of the deadly diamond. Evening is falling again now, when Superman, high in the sunset-tinted clouds, is above the city limits.
Well, there's still no sign of my man. I've covered practically every inch of Metropolis. I know the police had the city ringed in tight, but he must have slipped out somehow. Well, I'm afraid I'm licked, so I might as well head back. Wait a minute. There's a red-headed man in the attic of that little bungalow. Yes, he answers the Cockney's description, all right. And there's a lead box on his table. The Cockney has radioactive diamonds in a lead box. Well, this may be my man at last, down through that open skylight. Down!
Doctor, who are you?
I'll tell you in a moment, my friend, and I'll apologize too if necessary, but first I want to look at this box, if you don't mind.
No, don't open it. No!
Ah, these are the radioactive diamonds.
Those are box closer to your killer's mouth.
So, you are the man I want, eh?
Please, what's the...
Come on, talk and talk fast. Where did these diamonds come from?
Face to face with Roger Kilfern's murderous agent at last, what will Superman learn? Does the company know the existence of the Diamond Island and its location? And if he doesn't, how can even Superman save the lives of Batman and Robin? What will happen? Monday's episode is packed with thrills, suspense, and exciting surprises, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for Chapter 16 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.